Chulin chapter 9, Mishnah 4, or Ishiyesh alav kazayas basar. So if there's an olive's bulk of flesh on a hard, and this is talking about a hard of an avela, of a carcass, an animal that wasn't slaughtered properly, it just died by itself. And you'll recall, we've said it many times, that the carcass transmits impurity, transmits tumah, and therefore says this Mishnah is going to be dealing with different cases around that. So there has to be an olive's bulk of flesh. If there's not an olive's bulk of flesh, then it doesn't transmit impurity. So if there was just a little piece of flesh from a carcass, from an avela, that wouldn't transmit impurity. And the case over here is that there's an olive's bulk of flesh on the hard. And then, hanogeya betziv hayotze mimeni, if one touched just a shred that was coming from this olive's bulk of flesh, that person would be impure. Ubasara shekenegdo, or if one touches the hair on the opposite side of the hard. So you've got the olive's bulk and then you've got the hard, and he touches the hair on the opposite side, tame. So that would also make him impure. Hayu alav kishnei chetza zaysim, if the hard has got two half olive's bulk on it. So it doesn't have one complete olive's bulk in one place. At two different places, it's got half in one place and half in another place. Says the Mishnah, Matam b'masa v'lo b'mago, Deborah Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Ishmael's opinion is that they render unclean by carrying the hard, but not by contact. So if you carry the hard, you, according to Rabbi Ishmael, carrying both, you know, half olive's bulk together. So you're carrying, it comes out, you're carrying the full olive's bulk together, and therefore you are impure. But if you touch one or the other, that's not going to make you impure, because now you're just touching half an olive's bulk. You're not like touching both together. So he would hold that if you carry it, you're impure. If you touch it, you're not impure. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Lo b'magav, lo b'masa. It says Rabbi Akiva, whether you touch it or whether you carry it, you are not going to be impure. Umod Rabbi Akiva, but so they asked a question on Rabbi Akiva, that there's another case where he agrees, and that is b'shnei chatzai zaysim shetchavan b'kisam v'hesitan shehutame. That if a person is carrying two half olives bulks on like a chip, like a skewer. I imagine it that you've got like this wooden chip, and he's got, you know, two half olive's bulk on them, and he moved them, right? So over there, Rabbi Akiva holds that just by moving them, shihutama, a person would be impure, right? So if when you're moving two half olive's bulk on a skewer, you impure, according to Rabbi Akiva. Why, when you're moving two half olive bulk on a skin, are you not impure? So why does Rabbi Akiva hold that by skin it's okay and by the skewer it's not okay? Answers the Mishnah, Mibnei Sha'or Mevatlan, because the hard annuls them. Since each half olive's bulk is considered like subservient in a way, or you know, to the hard, so there it's considered as if he's like, I don't know, maybe like carrying a hard with two half olives bulks, but where they're just on a skewer and he's carrying it, so it's as if he's carrying it like one olives bulk together. So the hard annuls them. That's the wording of the Mishnah. And therefore, in that case, with a skewer, Rabbi Akiva would agree you've carried two half olives bulk and you would be impure because you've carried one, you know, a full olives bulk together. But in the case of the hard, he would say that no, they don't combine. And therefore, if you carry that hard, you would not be impure.